Madam President, I move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On the motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Sergeant-at-Arms will bring in the absent members. Today's chaplain is the Imam Asad Zaman, Executive Director of the Muslim American Society of Minnesota. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Assalamu alaikum. Greetings of peace. I shall recite a short prayer in Arabic and then recite its translation. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'een. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. In the name of God, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful. God, we praise you. You are the Lord of the worlds. You are the entirely merciful, the especially merciful. You are the master of the day of judgment. You alone we worship, and yours alone we seek help from. We ask you to show us the straight path. We ask you to show us the path of those whom you blessed, not those who angered you nor went astray. We ask you to bless our beloved Minnesota to justice and prosperity and overlook our shortcomings. You are our Lord. We ask you to guide her legislators and place compassion, knowledge, and understanding in their hearts. Bestow your bounty upon this land. Guide this assembly and protect the people who have called upon this assembly to represent them. Amen.
I pledge allegiance and to the Republic for
just a minute, I'll give you my secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Benson, Bonoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Champion, Clausen, Cohen, Dahl, Dames, Dibble, Dietzick, Eaton, Eakin, Fishbach, Franzen, Gazelka, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Herr, Hayden, Hoffman, Housley, Ingebretson, Jensen, Johnson, Kent, Kiffmeyer, Kunin, Latz, Limmer, Lori, Marty, Metzen, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Ortman, Osmick, Pappas, Peterson J, Peterson B, Pratt, Reinert, Rest, Rosen, Rude, Saxhog, Scalzi, Schmidt, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stumpf, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Weber, Westrom, Uyghur, and Wickland.
A quorum is present. We move first to the third order of business, messages from the House. The Secretary will read the message.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following House file herewith transmitted. House file number 1027, signed Patrick D. Murphy, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Fourth order of business, first reading of House bills. The House file 1037 will be given its first reading and referred as indicated. Fifth order of business, report of committees. Senator Sieben.
Madam President, I move that the committee reports printed in the agenda and the addendum be adopted with the exception of the reports pertaining to Joint Rule 2.03.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Second reading of Senate bills. The bills printed on the agenda and in the addendum will be given their second reading. Second reading of House bills. House file 417 will be given its second reading. Introduction and first reading of Senate bills. The bills listed on today's introduction calendar are given their first reading and referred as indicated. Ninth order of business, motions and resolutions. These are author motions to be adopted all in one motion. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Uyghur.
Madam President, I move that Senate File 1910 be withdrawn from the Committee on Environment and Energy and re-referred to the Committee on Finance. I've spoken to the respective authors.
Is this the respective chairs? And this is your bill?
Yes, Madam President.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Ingebretson.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that House File Number 12 be withdrawn from the Committee on Finance and given second reading and placed on general orders. And Madam President, I have talked with Senator Cohen and the Finance about this.
And it's your bill?
It is my bill.
On the Ingebrigtsen motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. House File 12 will be given its second reading. Senator Herr.
Madam President, I move that Senate File 534 be withdrawn from the Committee on State and Local Government and be referred to the Committee on Job, Agriculture, and Rural Development.
This is your bill?
That's correct. This is my bill, Madam President.
You've spoken to both chairs?
I did. I spoke to both chairs.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Peterson B.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate File 755 be withdrawn from the Committee on Judiciary and returned to the author.
This is your bill?
Yes.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Peterson.
Madam President, I move that Senate File 1811 be withdrawn from the Committee on the Judiciary and returned to the author, and it is my bill.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senate resolutions number 125, 126 will be referred to the Committee on Rules. Senator Sieben.
Madam President, pursuant to Rule 26, I designate the following bills be made special orders for immediate consideration, and the list is on members' desk.
First bill in special orders is number 60 on general orders, Senate File 619, Senator Goodwin. Senator Goodwin, you ready for your bill? Senate File 619.
Thank you, Madam President. Senate File 619 is another improvement in the Safe at Home program that is administered through the Secretary of State's office and was originally started in 2006 by then Secretary Mary Kiffmeyer. The program has been very successful in protecting people from stalking and assaults and so forth. And this one, each year we try to make sure that that address is even more protected. The bill this year, which has unanimous support, says that that under the legislation a court must consider whether the disclosure is needed in order to ensure that the prosecution, investigation, or litigation can proceed. Also, if there is another practical way to obtain the information and the harm to the safety of the program participant. So it also requires that the disclosure be limited to ensure that the disclosure of the physical address is no wider than necessary for the purpose of court-ordered disclosure. What has happened is that the courts have been applying the address protection inconsistently in the past, and the most egregious case involved the court-ordered disclosure of an assault victim to her assailant. And that went to the Court of Appeals before it was overturned, the court's decision that she had to give her address. And so we just want to make sure that there's consistency across the board. Appreciate your vote on this. Thanks very much.
Is there any discussion on Senate File 619? The Secretary will give Senate File 619 its third reading.
Senate File Number 619, a bill for an act relating to data practices, clarifying the protection of addresses in legal proceedings for certain victims of violence.
Seeing no further discussion, the Secretary will take the roll.
Twins. Gray suits, blue shirts, red ties. Sorry.
Nice job.
No problem.
Talking is not very fair.
You're nuts.
Oh,
All members having voted that desire to vote, the secretary will close the roll. There being 60 ayes and 0 nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. The next bill on special orders is number 65 on general order, Senate File 1463, Senator Lori. And members, can we keep the noise down, please? Senator Lori.
Thank you, Madam President. I have Senate File 1563, a bill that requires the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension to do background checks at the request of tribes. Our federally recognized tribes are required to conduct background checks for a variety of purposes. The Indian Child Protection and Family Violence Prevention Act imposes requirements for initial and periodic follow-up checks on employees and volunteers in settings such as schools, Head Start, daycare, adult day services, and health care facilities. In addition, the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe amended its constitution in 2005 to require background checks for elective office. This has been approved by the U.S. Under federal law and bars both felons and others convicted of crimes against the tribe from candidacy for office. The Fond du Lac and the Boys Fort and the Grand Portage bands all actively support this bill, and no other tribes are in opposition. In as much as participation is voluntary, these background checks would be done at the request of a tribe. The bands want the background checks conducted by the Department of Public Safety in order to ensure timeliness, integrity, and accuracy of the results. Currently, they use private vendors for this, and the performance of the private vendors has been spotty. The bill calls for the tribes to pick up the tab for, you know, pay the costs incurred, and the Department of Public Safety has reviewed this and confirmed each of these items and has taken a neutral position on the bill. We did have a good hearing in the Judiciary Committee, and the bill passed without opposition. I ask for members' support. Stand for questions.
Is there any discussion? Then the secretary will give Senate File 1563 its third reading.
Senate File Number 1563, a bill for an act relating to public safety, requiring the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension to do background checks at the request of Indian tribes.
Seeing no further discussion, the secretary will take the roll.
What can we talk about?
I'm sorry, pardon me.
All members having voted, the secretary will close the roll. There being 60 ayes and 0 nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. Announcements. Are there any announcements? Senator Sieben.
Madam President, I move that the House do now adjourn, or the Senate do now adjourn until Thursday, March 26th at 11 a.m.
I'm sorry, Senator Sieben, I have to read this first. Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session: Cohen, Brown, Bach, Kunin, Ortman, Champion, Schmidt, Anderson. Oh, take Cohen off the list. Brown, Bach, Conan, Ortman, Champion, Schmidt, Anderson. Now, Senator Sieben.
Madam President, I move that the Senate do now adjourn until Thursday, March 26th at 11 a.m.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Senate stands adjourned.